Hey guys, Bradley Dillon for the newfury.com. We're actually in St. Pete, my hometown. It's an amazing place to live. Weather is bipolar, but that is okay. We're actually in the press area, and we're talking to a new friend of mine. They're out on Warped Tour right now, and you should definitely check them out if you get a chance, because their live set, whether they're playing a huge club or whether they're playing to hundreds of kids in Vans Warped Tour, definitely a treat to go see them. Can you please introduce yourself, what you do in the band, what fantastic band you play in?
My name's Joel. I play guitar and I sing in the band Fandom.
Alright, and something that's interesting about you guys is that, a lot of bands on Warped Tour touring behind a release that they just put out, and in your case that's very fitting because you guys just put out your new record, Void. And this is actually on Pure Noise Records. I found out when you signed to that label, I was really stoked for that for you guys because, that's a label that really cares about their bands. What made Pure Noise Records the right choice for the new album?
Us signing officially with Pure Noise was kind of a continuation of our previous album, our previous full lengths. We decided that we wanted to press vinyl on our last album, A Few and Far Between. But we were on Artery, which at that point wasn't really in the habit of pressing vinyl, so it was more cost effective for us to just license it out and outsource the pressing to Pure Noise. So that was our first introduction to the company and Jake, the owner, and then the roster and everything, and we really liked how things were held on their end. When it came time to move on to a new label for the new release, they seemed really fitting, and they were very much excited to do it for us. So it seemed pretty fitting for us.
Warped Tour has been going on a long time, almost 20 years, and I saw something really interesting surface on YouTube the other day. I forget who posted it, someone, probably a complete stranger, but someone took a video maybe a week or so ago on Warped, but someone from the audience was actually, I guess, another member of your band. I'm really bad with faces, by the way. But another member of your band, I think the other primary vocalist or whatever.
Probably you.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was like, wait. I was just going to say it was a guy with a lot of facial hair.
That's all mustache. Of us, but yes.
I guess I saw you make a speech and you jump off stage and get in the middle of a group of kids. It's like 5 or 10 minutes long. It's one of the more emotional things I've seen in a while.
Sure.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, why did you do that? Because that's not something I see from a lot of bands, especially on Warped Tour.
I think the first and foremost is that you have to get out of your head what you think you see at Warped Tour and what you think you know about bands. That a lot of people say, oh, you jumped out in the crowd and that was cool and weird. And for us, it's not weird at all. Most of our band members spend most of the time on a club tour in the crowd than we do on stage. Barriers and security are it's a thing that happens, but it's a very almost foreign notion to our band. We don't even think about it. Sometimes I piss off security guards and I haven't even realized there's been security at the show. Because all it is it's about a connection between us and those kids. And I get down on the crowd because I tend to get sick of the stereotype of bands being dehumanized and having risers and having... And not saying that anyone that has risers does anything. Everyone does their own thing. But for Vanna, for us, when I sing, especially that song Digging, I want to be right next to you. I want to be on your level. I want to be eye to eye with you because that song is super personal for me, and I don't have the confidence in my body to perform that song without having people live through that song with me. And that song is so far what we've seen is that song is it's hit home with a lot of people, and I like to be right there and look in your eyes when that song's happening. And a lot of times I just let people sing it themselves, you know what I mean? Because I feel like they need that release and they need that moment to just kind of let go. And that song is, if it's a super personal song for them, I would rather them sing that song than me. I wrote it and I sang it and I love it, and it means more to me to see other people cry and release what's inside to them than me do it myself. So that's the thing, is like, at any given moment, if you come see us at a club show, Joel will be in the fucking crowd playing guitar. I'll be singing in the crowd. Sean will be fucking crowd surfing. Like, we don't spend time, a lot of time on the stage. The stage is just a place to set up gear. It's not a place to make yourself, like, higher than anyone else at any time. Exactly. It's literally just a place to put our gear so it doesn't get ruined. After that, it's fucking free reign.
Sometimes the crowd wants to come on stage anyways.
And sometimes, like, our headliner, we pull kids on stage for our last song because, like, these songs aren't for us. They're not for us to look cool or get chicks. They're for you to let go of, like, whatever's going on in that day. And if that means you need to get on stage and you need to be the singer of the band for that 20 seconds, then you're the fucking singer of the band for that 20 seconds, man. You know, like, the thing is, like, we don't look at it as a weird thing that we jump down in the crowd and hang out. We look at it as, this is what everyone should do. Because
we almost think it's weird when people confine themselves to a stage.
Making a connection with your fans is all that matters. Because if you're not doing that, then what the fuck are you doing? You know?
Now, like I mentioned before, you've got your new album, Void, out, and I really, really like Ruck, and a lot of people I've talked to really enjoy it, too. Why do you think this record is connecting so well with your fans and your audience?
I mean, I know for me and Joel, like, lyrically, we just really...
We just worked it over.
Yeah, we worked it, and we stopped thinking about how to make a song sound cool. And we just started thinking about, here's a bunch of shit I want to say. So how do we just say it? How do we get so... This record's the most personal record that we've ever written, ever. And how do we connect with these kids instead of just talk at these kids? Well, let's just talk about a bunch of shit, you know? Like, I put myself out there a lot. I call myself out a lot on this record. And there's a lot of stuff that I wrote that, like, it's not making me look like a cool person at all. It's making me look very vulnerable. And with Joel, me and him, we got to get in the studio and we got to track and just constantly, like, work on it and refine things. And no, I feel like we can say it a better way, you know what I mean? Me and him really teamed up on this effort as far as vocals go and lyrics go. So I think this record, more than anything, is a real personal record. I know that Nick, our guitar player, was dealing with a lot of personal bullshit. And he doesn't write lyrics, he writes guitar riffs. So he just let it out in his guitar riffs. And that's why some riffs sound really mean. He was going through a lot of shit, you know? I think that more than anything, this is a really personal record. And by making it personal for us, we're opening ourselves up to everyone else to be personal with us. And to take your... Maybe I wrote a song and it's about one thing to me, but to you, it applies in something in your life, and that's all we care about, is just connecting with every single person that is listening to this record. I just think it's just a very personal record. It's the only thing I can ever really think of. Like, from the drum tracks, the bass tracks, the guitars, the vocals, everything is just very personal.
You know, there's a ton of bands for people to choose from when they're going to Warped Tour this year. I'm sure as musicians, you've probably seen your fair share of a lot of the bands on the tour. If you had to recommend a few bands that people should go check out, what would they be, or who would they be, and why?
Wow, we got a laundry list, really.
Yeah, man, there's so many amazing bands out here that I don't feel like don't... You're gonna hear about them pretty soon if you haven't heard about them yet.
And that's the beauty of a festival of this size, is you have so many genres and bands of different calibers and different stages of their career, where you could know, say, four bands on this tour, and then you could show up and you could hear seven bands you've never heard, which you think are awesome. So, you know, if you show up, you know, you're gonna find some stuff you haven't heard before, and you're gonna find some stuff that you really dig. Like, I mean, even as a musician playing the tour, I've found, you know, a handful of bands that I, until now, have never actually just taken the time to listen to, and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, that.
Yeah.
Like, Plague Vendor was a cool set of dudes we met on tour for the first time, heard for the first time on tour. Those guys are awesome and put on a really cool show. I'm trying to think who else. Our dudes in Beartooth, I had heard on CD but never seen live until this summer, and now there's some of our best guys I'm trying to think of who else.
K-Flay on the B-Port stage. K-Flay is just like kind of like a Portishead meets Lord meets like rapping. I don't know. It's cool. It's like Joel was saying, there's so many like cool, but you can walk around and see amazing bands that you've literally never heard of until this point on this tour. Some other bands that are cool, like State Champs, like, you know, they're just literally like they took pop punk and like made it like great, unreal. I can't get their songs like out of my head. You know? Of course, you have like veterans like Every Time I Die on this fucking tour. That's just literally slaying it every day. Terror. You know what I mean? And a lot of people on the Monster stage, Straight From The Path, who's friends of ours, and I'm continually impressed by our friends like making amazing music, you know. That's the thing, is we started this tour with a lot of people that we knew, and then as we walked around, we just discovered bands that were like, who is this band? Where did they come from? How have I never heard of this band, you know? So I think that's the beauty of Warped Tour, is like, just walk around. If you got like a big gap in between a bunch of bands that you want to see, cruise some stages, man. Like, check it out. Like, don't let genres, like, you know, get into, like, you know, your head. Just walk around, you know. There's a bunch of artists on the Acoustic Basement stage that are killing. Nick Santino, he's from Rocket to the Moon. His set is unreal. Front Porch Step. It's just a dude and a guitar. But there's something magical about what he does that, like, just, like, it just invokes emotion in you. You know what I mean? Like,
I was going to say, to expand on that, to go and explore, rather than parking yourself at the barrier waiting, you know, 3-4 sets for that one band you want to catch and just sitting there bored, go to other stages, because one, you're wasting your time and money, and you can find other bands you like. You're wasting those musicians who are about to perform in front of you who you don't care to see. You're wasting their time because no one wants to see someone bored in front of them. It's like, go find something you like. If you don't like it, don't sit there and, you know, take up space for someone who wants to be. So, like, go explore. There's, what, a dozen stages?
There's, like, a dozen stages. Like, go walk around. Like, take your time, look at the schedule, pick the bands you want to see that you know. And other than that, bounce around from stage to stage and just see anyone you can. That's the beauty of Warped Tour, you know? You're exposed to 70-plus bands that could be your new favorite band.
Touring festival of this genre, you know, that you're going to experience each year. So, you know, take it in for all it's worth.
Yeah, because you mentioned a lot about that stuff, and I've been doing press here at Warp for a number of years, but I always make sure to go see, you know, half a dozen, maybe a dozen bands, especially if I'm going to Orlando, and half the fun is finding a few bands that you really latch on to.
An unexpected fucking,
I know,
you know,
yeah,
finds.
Yeah.
Like, nothing beats the feeling of finding a new band and really liking it. You're like, wow, this is rad, another band that I really like.
Because then if not a lot of people know about them, you can own that shit. And you're
that's
like,
your
yeah,
shit.
I
that's,
saw them at Warped when there were 50 people there. Yep. Now they have 5,000 people
and,
playing in front of
and
them.
Not so much on that side of it, but you can introduce people to this band that maybe no one else has heard of because they didn't get a chance to catch them at, you know, Warped or catch them on that one tour that they happened to roll through on. So, you know, share. If you find something that's rad, share it with everybody. Don't, you know, don't necessarily keep it to yourself, but yeah, definitely own that you got to see them back in the day. Definitely try to spread the word. Don't want to keep it to yourself.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, you have any news you'd like to share? Anything you'd like to tell your fans who might be watching this? Or listening, in this case?
Well, I mean, you touched base. We have the Void, the new record out. If you haven't already grabbed it, definitely do so. We'll have it with us on the road the whole time. It's in stores, online. You know, definitely just try to get it and listen to it. And then come and yell things at us when we're on stage alongside us.
Alright, well, thanks for giving us some of your time today, guys. It was good talking to you a little bit. Be sure to check out Van on the rest of Van's Orbs. We've got a little over a week left. You know, their new record, Void, it's awesome. Go check it out, Pure Noise Records. And thanks for listening to this interview. Check out thenewfury.com for all these interviews that we're doing at Warped Tour and a lot more. Later.